Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In this program, I like to address four different topics, but they all go together, as you will undoubtedly see. The first one has to do with the judgment against Le Pen, followed by Germany's freedom of expression, followed by Europe's lust for war, and finally, is the euro an alternative to the dollar? So let me start with the first topic, the scandalous judgment against Le Pen in France. Breitbart wrote on March 31, Vice President J.D. Vance was correct in warning of attacks on democracy and liberty in Europe, supporters claimed, as populist national rally leader Marine Le Pen was banned from running in the French presidential election. The court found Le Pen guilty of embezzlement for allegedly using public funds for her party in the European Parliament on political activities in France. Let me just say there are press reports saying that this has been going on all along in Europe and nobody did anything about it. The article continues, following the ruling to ban Le Pen from running in the upcoming presidential election, which came just weeks after a court in Romania blocked populist frontrunner Calin Ceaușescu from running in the presidential election in the EU nation, Vance's remarks were pointed to as being prophetic. Political allies have decried the ruling, accusing the court of interfering in the French democratic process and depriving citizens of the right to choose their own leader. Italian deputy PM and longtime ally Matteo Salvini said, "Those who fear the judgment of voters often seek reassurance from the courts. In Paris, they have condemned Marine Le Pen and would like to remove her from political life." Politico added on March 31, "I am shocked by the incredible tough verdict against Marine Le Pen," fumed Dutch far-right chief Wilders, whose party won a national election in November 2023, helping tilt the Netherlands to the right. "I support and believe in her for the full 100%, and I trust she will win the appeal and become president of France." Reform UK party leader Nigel Farage said Le Pen has been cancelled on what he describes as a very trumped-up charge. The Guardian, another British paper, added on March 31, "In the United States, Musk said, when the radical left cannot win via democratic vote, they abuse the legal system to jail their opponents. This is their standard playbook throughout the world." He added, "This will backfire, like the legal attacks against President Trump." Trump himself said the conviction and ban from running for office was a very big deal, adding, "That sounds very much like this country," in an apparent reference to legal cases that he himself faced before he took office. And he's absolutely correct. These legal cases which were launched against Trump in many cases were just political cases with ridiculous decisions trying to stop him for becoming the next president. But you see, the attacks on liberty and freedom in France are not limited to France. I want to give you a few examples as to what happened in Germany. Focus, German paper, wrote on April 12. Journalist David Bendels was sentenced to probation for distributing a distorted image of Nancy Faeser on X. Faeser is currently still the lame duck federal minister of the interior. She had posed with a sign reading, "We remember," on the occasion of a Memorial Day. Bendels, in turn, had replaced the lettering with, "I hate freedom of expression." The court thus considered the offense of defamation under section 188, paragraph 2 of the Criminal Code, defaming politicians, to have been fulfilled. However, this cannot be said, says focused columnist Jan Fleischhauer. "Faeser disregarded press freedom in Germany like no other," he said. After all, she tried to shut down a right-wing magazine that didn't suit her. Even during the coronavirus pandemic, as Minister of the Constitution, she had a questionable attitude towards the right to demonstrate. She recommended to citizens they could just stay at home. Why do we even have to take to the streets for these lateral thinkers, Querdenker in German, demonstrations? Demonstrating at home would be nice too. The article continues. The fact that the public prosecutor's office took action in this case at all was due to Faeser's insistence. In the end, that means she will go down in history as a federal minister of the interior who took governmental critical images on X more seriously than the marches of hardcore anti-Semites on German streets shouting death to Israel. Strangely, she didn't take any action then. If satirical images are considered hate and incitement, then freedom of expression is in jeopardy, the article concludes. And then Focus also wrote on April 11, was someone smoking something under the rope? That at least would be an explanation. Unfortunately, it is not a slip-up. In Germany, cases are increasing in which judges and public prosecutors demonstrate an astonishing, indeed astonishingly disturbed, attitude toward freedom of expression. And so Breitbart added on April 9, Germany has been accused of violating basic Western values yet again. The ruling has been criticized by opposition political figures and legal experts, with the influential regional leader of the populist Alternative for Germany, AfD, party in Thuringia, Björn Höcke, saying this. German politicians made Germany a laughing stock of the world. They armor themselves and attack freedom of speech again and again, ending our constitutional democracy. We have been warned by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. The enemies of freedom are found within the EU governments. And of course, Germany is doing pretty much to the AfD what happened in France insofar as Le Pen is concerned. Report 24, added on April 15, that's an Austrian media outlet, it cannot be ruled out that in Germany people will soon end up in prison again because of their political views, even if their statements have nothing to do with incitement. Harsh criticism of the government can nowadays be punished. Is Germany again on the road towards dictatorship? Now, we have told you for years that ultimately Europe under German leadership will become a dictatorship. And what we are seeing right now are alarming signs. Now, this is compounded by the following article, which was published by Report 24 on April 4, 2025, saying this. Europe appears to be losing its mind. A new wave of war obsession has swept the continent's political elites, driving them into a dangerous frenzy reminiscent of the darkest chapters of the 20th century. The European leadership has spiraled into a militaristic hysteria that lacks any strategic rationality. Instead of diplomacy and a prudent security architecture, politicians are opting for rearmament at any cost, a course that not only plunders state coffers but also undermines the continent's democratic foundations. Germany in particular stands out. Here, terms like belligerents are thrown around as if the lessons of history have been forgotten. Politicians and self-proclaimed military experts are outdoing each other in belligerent tones. Last week, Germans were told on television that the coming summer would be their last in peace, after which the Russian attack would occur disguised as maneuvers in Belarus. The term Kriegstüchtigkeit, the ability to be good at war, is being used excessively by German officials. A retired general recently had to point out that this represents a dangerous departure from the previous concept of defense capability. At the same time, calls are being made for the reintroduction of conscription, including for women, accompanied by complaints that German youth are too effeminate for combat. The consequences of this course are already being felt, and they are hitting citizens' hearts. In Germany, the Bundestag is loosening the debt brake in the basic law to finance rearmaments. On March 6, the EU member states approved a loan of 150 billion euros for defense purposes, even though the EU treaty expressly prohibits military spending. The member states are to raise a further 650 billion euros. And so again, we have been telling you that Europe under German leadership will become a very strong military power. Now, what about the euro? Some people have been saying, well, the euro is going to be history pretty soon and countries will go back to their individual currencies. We have never believed that. We have never said that. We have always said just the opposite, because the euro is actually the glue which keeps Europe together. Now, here's an article by Business Insider, dated April 11. The euro is increasingly gaining strength against the US dollar. Donald Trump is risking the dollar's role as the world's reserve currency, says Deutsche Bank. The euro is becoming an alternative. When Trump suddenly suspended most tariffs for 90 days, stocks recovered some of their losses, but the dollar continued to lose value even faster. This is due to a loss of confidence. The reason is less doubt about the strength of the U.S. economy, but rather about the reliability of U.S. policy and institutions. The globally respected foreign exchange experts at Deutsche Bank Research in London have been warning for days of a dramatic and, above all, lasting dollar crisis. On the other hand, Germany's recent decisions to increase spending on defense have been highly acclaimed internationally and received a very positive response. Are you putting those two things together now? The euro is increasingly seen as a genuine alternative to the US dollar. If the dollar loses its function as a safe haven, this would have enormous consequences for the US financial viability. The world's largest economy has a unique situation. Europe, by the way, is the second largest economy already. The US is the only country in the world that can afford a gigantic double deficit in both its national budget and its foreign trade. The reason is the exceptional position of the dollar. It ensures that the US receives a steady flow of the new capitals it needs. The more the dollar loses its role, the smaller the budget deficit the US can still afford without becoming unbalanced. The U.S. double deficit requires sustained financing from foreign investors. For the U.S., it will therefore be crucial how foreign investors assess the reliability and risks in the United States. Statements such as U.S. claims to ownership of Greenland have already contributed to the destabilization of the dollar. And so, putting all of this together, what do we see? We see an erosion of democracy, an attack on liberty and freedom in Europe, France, Germany, all over the place. We also see Europe's lust for war, and we see a strengthening of the euro. All of this has been prophesied in the Bible to occur in these last days. And what we are seeing right now is clearly a fulfillment, the beginning of the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.